We'll find out if the public shows enthusiasm for a movie called Dan in Real Life. It co-stars American comedian Steve Carell and Oscar-winning French actress Juliette Binoche. We have a review this morning from Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.
Dan in Real Life is the rarest kind of film. It's a sophisticated, star-driven romantic comedy aimed at adults. The Dan of the title is a newspaper advice columnist stumped by his own life. He's mourning the death of his wife and raising three rambunctious daughters who are growing up faster than he'd like.
Well, Marty, what else can I do for you?
I'd like to see your daughter, sir, if I could.
Jane! Jane!
Actually, I'm here for Kara.
Nice to meet you, Marty. Come back in 2 years.
Dad!
Then, at a bookstore, Dan, played by Carell, meets Marie, played by Binoche, and a clear and immediate attraction takes place. Imagine Dan's shock, then, when he goes to a big family reunion and is introduced to Marie as his brother's new serious girlfriend. This is a classic screwball comedy predicament. Dan and Marie have to make believe they're strangers when they might be falling in love. In this misery loves comedy predicament, Dan even follows Marie into the bathroom to tell her how uncomfortable he is.
I'm not enjoying myself, and I think that as two people of principle, that we should have some ground rules, don't you?
Oh, yes. Well, okay, sure.
Oh, okay. All right, that's exactly what I'm talking about. No.
What are you talking about?
The salsa dance. This thing. If you could just not do that.
Many of the good things in Dan stem from director Peter Hedges, who wrote the novel and screenplay for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Hedges specializes in reality-based comedy with a hidden heart. He doesn't take shortcuts with people, and he doesn't let humor interfere with emotional complexity. Carell, one of today's hottest comedy actors, handles the transition to romantic lead with grace, though Binoche is usually found in more ethereal roles like the English Patient. She successfully made herself into an everyday version of the woman of every man's dreams. Both Carell and Binoche were determined that there be nothing cute about the situation, and there is not. What we get instead is what Marie is looking for in that bookstore, something human and funny that could sneak up and surprise you, which is just what Dan in Real Life beautifully does.
Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.